And now, just for you, YK World!
Welcome to YK World, a podcast about the goop between music, art, and technology, told through the lens of YK Records and the Nashville music scene. At least that's our conceit. That's how we get you in the door, by telling you that's what it's about. But really, this is just a podcast about all kinds of things. The last episode, I think I called them items of interest. And I gotta tell you something, folks, that is a terrible, terrible way to bring you in. That's a bad name. You know what it should have been called? Quick Bites. That's right. Quibi. Quick Bites. They were on to something. Can we just talk about Quibi for half a second? If you don't remember, it's fair if you don't remember, but Quibi was a streaming service that had the briefest of runs and had so much money behind it, like an insane amount of money. If you look at the Wikipedia page, it'll be linked in the show notes, of course. Founded in 2018, dissolved by December 2020. Insane. It came and went so fast. Almost $2 billion were spent on it. It was launched during the pandemic, so it really didn't have much of a chance. But the whole conceit of the show, like the idea behind it, was quick bites, quick bits of video that you would consume very quickly, like while you were waiting for the train or in between activities or whatever. And it was very highly produced content. So lots of shows, original content was shot, like TV shows, but in very quick bites, maybe even 15 minutes, I think. What's so ironic about it is that they were really onto something. Quick Bites was the right idea, but 15 minutes is way too long. It should have been like a minute, maybe, and definitely not super highly produced. It should have just been I'm describing TikTok. They should have just remade TikTok with $2 billion. Anyway, there was actually some pretty good stuff on Quibi, and we're taking it back, y'all. This is a Quick Bites episode, and we're diving right in. So welcome to Quick Bites. Do you think it's still a registered trademark? Am I going to get in any trouble for calling this a Quibi? I don't care, because Quibi we need to take it back. It needs to be a positive word. So this episode, I'm going to go over a couple new YK releases, and we're going to talk about them just briefly. So, we'll just start at the top with the most timely information. Today, I am recording this and hopefully releasing it on Friday, May 23rd. Tonight, Friday, May 23rd, if you are in the Nashville area, come to the basement, the OG basement, to see Fetching Pails play with HR Lexi and Caroline Cronin. It's a 9 p.m. show, a little bit later, so you still got time from when I'm recording this and releasing it and you hearing it to get there. If you are hearing this on Saturday, May 24th or beyond, it's too late. You've missed out on an incredible show, a stellar lineup of wonderfully artistic and engaging musicians just crushing it at the basement. So I hope you are there or were there, depending on when you're listening to this. But either way, let's listen to the latest release from Fetching Pails. Came out this week on the 21st. This song is called Ruiner. It is a slow burn, but man, it builds and explodes in such a wonderfully cathartic way. So let this one really wash over you. Here we go with Ruiner.
Thank you.
That was Fetching Pale's latest single, Ruiner. That is the third single put together as a trio. Jill Townsend is Fetching Pale's, just kind of her moniker for all of the music that she puts out. And her first album, Telekinesis for Beginners, was all done in a silo. So she wrote everything, recorded everything, kind of did it all herself. And for this next batch of songs, she wanted to branch out and collaborate. So she hooked up with Dylan Smith and Andrew Corr, and now they are working as a trio. They play live as a trio. It's really fantastic to see how the band is kind of evolving in different directions. You heard it there on Ruiner. It's great. It's really interesting to see how these other ideas are influencing the way the music is going. It's super cool. Can't wait to hear more. I'm told that there's even more Fetching Pales on the horizon, and of course, you will hear it here on YK World. Okay, another new recent release is Fizz. I sat down with both Tristan and Courtney Tidwell just this week and did a long-form interview with them about their thoughts on music and Fizz and improvisation and all kinds of different topics. We really just let ourselves run wild there. But I'm still in the process of editing that, so you will hear that soon. But not right now. Right now, let's just listen to the second Fizz song. On a prior episode of YK World, you heard the first Fizz song. Now I think you should hear the second Fizz song. They're both streaming everywhere. Just go on the internet and or look in the show notes to this show, click through, you can hear it. But while I have you, let's listen to the second Fizz song. This is called If I Had Known.
If I what you were doing, who you were loving, if I had known, if I had known, you would not go there, you would not catch me, I would not fall.
right. That was Fizz, If I Had Known. That is the second track on the only Fizz release that is out there. I believe there is more, but those are the only two songs that have been like fully fleshed out. That was recorded probably 10 years ago. They cleaned up some of the audio, and then we put it out into the world. It's available on a 7-inch Flexi as well as digitally everywhere. We'll get into lots more of the details in the next episode where I have the long interview with Tristan and Courtney Tidwell. But man, those two songs are great. I can't stop listening to them. The music video that goes along with it is also really phenomenal. And there is a live show coming up. That is a little teaser for you. But in the long form interview, Tristan lays out all of the details. It is going to be a fantastic show happening in early July. So go ahead and mark your calendars for the entire early July. Keep your ears peeled for a Fizz show. Okay, moving along, let's do more new music. Just today, Friday, May 23rd, a brand new Matt and the Watt Gives song was released. This is Till You.
Never knew what this heart of mine could ever really do till you never thought it was capable of very much at all. Who knew? It beats like a drum.
That was Matt and the Watt Gives, the third and final single from Matt and the Watt Gives, entitled Till You. The full-length album from Matt and the Watt Gives will be dropping on June 13th, so the LP announcement is imminent, very, very soon. It's May 23rd. I have not put the pre-order up online yet for the vinyl, but it does exist, and it's coming very, very soon. I wanted to get this third single out there, out into the world, really wet everybody's whistle or wet your appetite. I'm not sure which it is. It's kind of both, right? Like wet your whistle, W-E-T, and then wet your appetite, W-H-E-T. Always get those two confused. Anyway, I love that song. Absolutely fantastic vibe to it. Kind of melancholy, but also very sweet and romantic. You heard it. You know how it made you feel. It's a fantastic song. It's wonderful. You're really going to love the record. I want to get Matt Pelham in here to talk about the writing and recording and just the whole process of the whole thing. It's incredible. I love all the artwork that comes with it. If you have not snuck a peek at the album art yet for the record, I will link it in the show notes, but don't tell anybody yet. It's so cool. It has popped up in a few places online just because of the way my distributor works, but it hasn't really been officially showcased yet. So look in the show notes if you want to. It will be linked there. It's so cool. Edith Pelham did it, and it's just a fantastic painting. So I'm over the moon about it. Okay, let's get into our last song of this Quibi episode. I don't know if I like it or not, but I think I like it. All right, this is a brand new song. It's not available really anywhere, but you are getting to hear it here because that's what YK World is all about. It's all about giving you a little treat for being a subscriber. So we recently announced that Chris Crofton would be releasing his next album with YK Records and Arrowhawk Records. All of the details of that album are still forthcoming. They exist. I just haven't shared them yet. But the first single is called Vitamin D, and it will be released on June 6th on all of the platforms. The Bandcamps, the Amp Walls, the Apple Music, the Spotify's, etc., etc. It is available behind a secret link at chriscrofton.com and also right here on YK World. So let's listen to Vitamin D from Chris Crofton's upcoming album. Here we go.
Sun shines bright, then it fades, just marks off the days, just marks off the days. And sunshine shines, then it's shone, and I'm left here alone. Yeah, I'm still here on my own. And vitamin D, oh, vitamin D does nothing for me. Yeah, vitamin D, oh, vitamin D does nothing for me. The sunshine can't penetrate my brain. It's just a picture in a frame. It's just a picture in a frame. And sunshine won't take away the pain, just decorates the rain, just decorates the rain. And vitamin D, oh, vitamin D does nothing for me. Yeah, vitamin D, sometimes I curse the sky, I curse the ground, I curse whatever it is that put me here to kick me around. I curse my dreams, I curse desire, I curse whatever it is that put me here to walk on a wire. Does nothing for me. Yeah, vitamin D, oh, vitamin D does nothing for me. Sunshine won't take away the pain, just decorates the rain, just decorates the rain.
All right, that was Vitamin D from Chris Crofton, a YK World exclusive that will be officially available everywhere June 6th. So if you are not following Chris Crofton yet, make sure you are doing that. Make sure you're following YK Records on all of the things to be notified of when it is officially out there. If you heard his prior record, Hello, It's Me, also released on Arrowhawk Records, you kind of have an idea of what the vibe of this record is going to be like, but you don't know specifically what it's going to be like. Vitamin D, First single out June 6th. I can't wait for you all to hear all of this. Chris is just such an incredible songwriter. Really happy to be involved with this release. And lastly, here at YK World, I want to give a quick bite shout out to a few other things that you should know about that aren't even related to YK Records at all. There's just so much goodness out in the world. You should just know about it. There's things that you should know about. Endorsing things is good. So one thing that I want you to know about is an artist, a visual artist, named Harry Kagan. You can go to harrykagan.com. It'll be linked in the show notes. You might be familiar with this name because he was the songwriter and performer and vocalist for a band called Music Band. But he's actually an incredible visual artist. He just had a show called Life is a Carnival in which he displayed 365 ceramic tiles that he had painted with this unbelievable variety of topics and styles. It blew my mind. It was such a cool setup, and it was just so impressive to see how his brain was being expressed into this medium. Really fantastic, like, combination of folk art and modern mediums and just hilarious topics and really heartfelt topics and historical topics. Like, just, I could have stared at all of these tiles for hours and still seen something new. It was really fantastic. Hit up harrykagan.com. Hit up at Harry Kagan on Instagram. You can see some examples of the work. Just a wonderful, fantastic, talented person to follow. Such a huge fan. And lastly, I will shout out another musician that you should be aware of, Malcolm Mutineau. I work with Roger Mutineau. I released Roger's full-length album, Microcosm, back in 2024. But his son, Malcolm Mutineau, has now released two songs, and they are both absolutely stellar. I didn't have anything to do with them. I just really love them. I'm such a fan. Can't wait to hear more. That will be linked in the show notes as well. Just go check it out. All right, that's it for our Quick Bites episode. Huge shout out to Mac Burris for our theme music and for our music beds and for being an incredible person that exists on the earth. An additional shout out to Jeffrey Katzenberg for creating Quibi. And Meg Whitman, should I call them out? This has been Quick Bites at YK World. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for following. Continue to do so. I'll see you at the show. I'll see you on the internet. All of those things. Take care of yourselves. I'll definitely chat at you soon.